Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look at this. There's like a wet spot.
Okay.
What the hell is that from?
I don't know. Water?
I know, but I didn't drop any water on it.
Did Hoff give you... Maybe the tree was wet.
No, I'm thinking maybe because
Hoff cut it down.
They're doing construction or something. I don't know. It's just weird. It's like a little wet spot out of nowhere. What the hell?
It has been loud here last week or so. I mean, I don't know what they're doing outside.
That's why you want to come back from break. Strong like that. We were talking about the Yankees during the break there, BT. We'll get back to the calls here on the Mets in a second. 888-808-1019. Mets hot stove, free agency, all of that stuff. Obviously, the NFL, we got into that a little bit with the Jets. We could do some Giants later on, go around the league a little bit. But the Yankees' main takeaway from last night is for some reason people are obsessed with Sonny Gray. Who cares? Who cares what happened when he was here, when he left, if he likes New York or not? That can't be the main talking point, and it is, and it was when Brian Cashman met the media last night. That's the main takeaway from the Yankees so far in the winter meetings, Sonny Gray.
See, it's fun. You got to fill me in. I'm always piped in on this stuff, but I watched Cashman, and I saw him live on MLB Network. I don't think that was addressed, and then I obviously checked out. I watched the football game. What, Sonny Gray? I mean, I know that he's gone. I know what he said last week.
The idea that Gray, Cashman said that he didn't tell him that when they first traded for him. Gray was basically lying to the Yankees, saying he was okay with it. And then Gray afterward came out, you know, whatever.
I know what he said after that. Yeah, well, who's Sonny Gray?
But that's my point, and that's like the thing everywhere. I'm keep seeing that.
Yeah, I want to get a sense of, have you engaged Tucker? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, are you kicking the tires on Diaz? Not that I really want that, but... are you talking to Guardians about trading for Kwan? I mean, that's what matters. This Sonny Gray.
What about?
I care less about Sonny Gray.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that if they bring back Bellinger, that's enough?
No. To win a championship? No. Yeah,
but that's that's the problem.
I've said that.
Yeah, you're right in that. I'm still going to. This has no sources or anything like that. This is just blind faith and trust that the Yankees know what they're doing. But Cashman keeps talking about, well, we're still a good team. We were a good team last year. We're a good team right now. We could be, you know, a good team with Bellinger, whatever. I'm getting the sense that they have their price for Bellinger, which is fine. You should. And maybe they have their line. But if they don't bring him back, they feel like they'll be okay. They'll make a pivot. I'm not so sure it's going to be the sexy pivot that everybody wants. And I'm not even sure that that's enough if they could just bring back Bellinger. And then maybe that's it. So I'm going to still hold out belief against common sense and what the Yankees are telling you. I still have to believe they have a big move or two up their sleeve.
Well, listen, let's say that, and I tend to agree. I know it's kind of being downplayed as Yanks are going to be quiet. They also did a lot last offseason.
Yep.
Didn't work out, you know, the way we wanted it to, but they were very, very active. So I think in contrast to that, it's going to seem much less impactful, definitely less energy around the Yankees right now. And I do think that Bellinger's going to be brought back. But what can happen is Bellinger goes somewhere else, and then, because he did say this, now, does he really mean this? I don't know. And right now, they're still on the roster, so I guess you got to say what you got to say. But Brian talked about, you know, all right, we got Grisham back in center, obviously Judge and right, and, you know, Dominguez and Jones. Like, he talked that up in left field. That's not a situation that that I think is really, you know, is the right one for a team that's trying to win a World Series. And the Yankees going to have to navigate as much as, and I believe this, and many people do, I think the Yankees very well might and should have the best rotation in baseball next year with all these guys coming back. Obviously, more from Schlittler, Gerrit Cole coming back. Max Fried was a horse, sub-3 ERA. Rodon's best season as a Yankee. Push back one spot in the rotation, et cetera. Even Warren's deep and Yarborough, whatever. You get Schmitty back at the end of the year. Yankees' pitching staff should be phenomenal, but they're going to be vulnerable to start.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Start the year, because several of those pitchers I just mentioned will not be ready, as we all know. And if you don't have a Bellinger, I mean, that lineup is going to take a little while to root if there's nothing else added, like a Kwan or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they can't enter the year, though. And I don't think they will.
Has anybody asked him flat out, who is your leadoff hitter? Why haven't you gotten a leadoff? Is his answer Trent Grisham to that? I mean, remember last year we had Booney in studio in the offseason, and it was floated the idea of Dominguez potentially being...
Yeah.
The leadoff hitter.
And then we're out there on opening day, and we interviewed Booney.
Yeah.
We got time with him, and opening day was Austin Wells. We had a home run.
Right.
And we've seen, then we saw other versions. It is a problem when you're trying to win a World Series and you don't know the first name you get a pencil in your lineup. That's generally not a good thing.
Especially when Aaron Judge is hitting number two.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why they think it doesn't matter who they put there, which I would not subscribe
to.
Yeah,
but that's absurd. Right, you're right. Maybe that is, in theory, what they thought. I mean, maybe LeMahieu was supposed to be the guy for a while last year, and then he got hurt. Like, what are we doing here? Let's simplify. Okay, nobody's saying that you're right. Yankees are Cash and the Yankees. You won 94 games. You lost on a tiebreaker. Okay, so you're not as far off as some people make it seem. However, you need to get better, and you haven't had a leadoff hitter in forever. That's one easy fix. That's not, you don't have to spend $300 million on a leadoff hitter. Go get Kwan. Trade one of the guys. There's no room for Spencer Jones
and
Dominguez.
I prefer Dominguez. Get a little more runway, more so than Jones, because at least what I've seen with Dominguez, I know he's going to run. I know, I do think he'll have a little more power. I don't know anything about Jones outside of what I've seen on, minor league highlights on Yes and SNY and stuff on social media. He's also 25 years old, and he's a strikeout machine.
You think Kwan and Bellinger can fit? Or you think it's one or the other?
Oh, man.
Because with Grisham back.
I know. Well, that's why I was pissed when he signed the qualifying offer, which I thought it was very risky by the Yankees. And just very quickly on that, the Yankees either completely misplayed that, or I think that even, that's just unacceptable. And I don't know that that's it. I don't know. But if they view him as the asset that I think that they might, that's where I'd really push back. You can't hit lefties. You can't bat leadoff against quality pitching in the playoffs. So the whole thing's I'm on the record for. Listen, if it's Bellinger and Kwan, the only way that works, and I would love this, and by the way, I don't think this will happen, if opening day you got Bellinger at first, Ben Rice is your lefty DH, and you got Stanton, and you got Kwan in left, then that to me is the best Yankee team I've seen in a long time.
Right,
love that.
But that's what I mean. I think that there's too many, and that's one would have to go, whether you trade Stanton. I don't see a world in just trying to put piece the team together. If you trade for Kwan, which I love, and he's your leadoff hitter, he's in left field locked down.
Yep.
Now, center field is going to be Grisham and Bellinger, where you could have, okay, Grisham plays in center, Bellinger plays first, but then there's no Ben Rice, then it's Giancarlo. Or you have Bellinger in center, Rice at first, and then Giancarlo, no Grisham in the lineup. So, yeah, I mean, you have flexibility that way. You could also have Bellinger play right and Judge DH for a day. Maybe that's the thing. I would like to remove one of those pieces, mainly Stanton, but maybe there is a world where if you get Kwan, you can still keep Bellinger and use him in multiple spots and just not have an everyday lineup with Rice, Stanton, or Grisham.
Listen, you know that I would love for Stanton to move on. Like, and we've got great love for G, obviously, but it's time to go. You know, it's time to win a World Series here. And the problems that he presents day to day with the roster, you know, lack of physical reliability, those are all things I've spoken about.
He brings you nothing else.
And you know, he didn't do anything in the postseason this year. Everybody hanging the hat, oh, October beast. Well, when he's not an October beast, then he's really useless. And I know he's great in the locker room and all that. It's just time to move on, right? But I also think you have to factor this in. If you do move on from Stanton, you got no righty sticks. The Yankees went from being way too reliant on right-handed hitters right. to a dearth of lefties to an abundance of lefties. And outside of Stanton, not a single righty that you trust. I mean, everybody's
all
a lefty.
Judge,
Rice,
obviously.
Well, of course. Yeah. Rice, Jazz, Wells. Yeah. I mean, you look around. If it Belly's back, he's a lefty. McMahon's a lefty. Now, you know, I mean, all right, Volpe, when he comes back, he's a righty, whatever.
Well, you said trust is the key word there.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is I back to the equation, even if you do have Stanton, and I do think that he'll be on the team on opening day, to the chagrin of some, I do think you're going to see Rice catch a little bit. Like, you got to whether you love it or not, you got to factor that in. They trust him a little bit, maybe more than I do behind the plate
so
myself.
Bellinger playing more first.
Then you get a little more first base there. And listen, if Austin Wells is on a hot streak, you run him out there. If Ben Rice is, now Ben Rice is the more polished hitter, and he will be for the rest of his career. Like, Ben Rice to me is a legit middle of the order guy. I think Wells is always going to be, maybe even when he fully matures, 240 with some pop, and he's always good, but never quite good enough to count on in your top five in the lineup. The real thing is, who's playing first base because Goldie's gone? And, you know, what happens in the left field, you know, if you don't make a trade for Kwan or if Bellinger's not back? There's a lot of things you got to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.